Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am Jessica, your host and female empowerment coach. In this space, we talk all things empowerment, confidence, and connection back to self. We talk energy, life experiences, love and relationships, and practical skills to guide you into alignment with your desired reality. Get ready to become your higher self. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. It is September. It is spring, baby. I am excited that we are moving into the warmer months. Well, here in Australia. In fact, the past few days have been so sunny, so warm, so hot. I was in a little linen dress today as I was out for lunch. So I'm here for these vibes. It definitely changes my mood. I always joke that I have this, it's actually a thing on Google. Hang on, let me get my phone. But it's called seasonal affective disorder, I think. I'm just Googling right now with you all. Yeah, seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that's related to changes in season and begins and ends at about the same time. I definitely have that when it's in winter. I'm not even kidding. I always say that to my friend. And when the sun comes out and it's summer and it's hot, I'm honestly a whole different person. Like, I'm a brand new person. Is anyone else the same? I know there's going to be a few listeners who love winter. A couple of my best friends absolutely love winter and the cold. Look, I can deal with it maybe like 2 weeks max. I think because here in Perth, it was a very, very wet winter. And that's like one of the first times I've experienced where there's been like consistent back-to-back-to-back rain. So that's been really different. But yeah, I guess the point of me sharing this with you is that I'm so excited for summer and it creates a whole new vibe for me. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. It is 7:57 p.m. I was going to record this. I got everything out at about 3 o'clock, 3:30 p.m. And I've said this before, but any of new listeners, by the way, welcome. If you are new to the podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are an OG coming back, welcome again. I appreciate every single one of you. And every week, I am getting brand new messages from people listening to the podcast. And I know I keep saying this, but keep doing it. Keep connecting with me, send me a message, talk to me, slide into my DMs on Instagram at Jess Pennelly because it just lights me up and I love you all for it. But I have said this, I've said this before, I never like to just record a podcast just because Wednesday is my day of recording and I have to do it, right? If I'm not in the vibe energetically, I do not do it. And so I had a bit of time before calls this afternoon, client calls. And by the way, I had such an amazing week of client calls for my private clients inside of my mentorship, Lifestyle by Design. All of the details are in the show notes below of both my mentorship and my membership, Woman Up Monthly. But yeah, I've had amazing breakthroughs on all of my calls this week. It's just been phenomenal. My clients are phenomenal. Anyway, can you tell I'm getting a little bit hyped up? But I don't just like to press record and go into the podcast recording with the energy like, oh, I have to do this. Like it's due, you know, by the end of the day. So, you know, I often sometimes make the decision that even after 4 hours worth of calls, 4 to 5 hours worth of calls, like I am going to record after then because I'd never like to just push through in quotation marks. Because that's not the vibe we're bringing to the podcast, am I right? High vibes all of the time, which gets me excited for today's episode. I'm going to share with you 3 daily shifts that make me a better woman. They truly, truly do. And I don't think it's going to be anything in particular new or, you know, if you follow the podcast, follow me on Instagram. I am now getting into YouTube. Be prepared for another upload this week. So go subscribe to me if you haven't already. I'm getting back onto YouTube. But these are things that I share. I share with my clients. I share all the time with my friends and my family. But they're honestly things that I've been honing in on the past 6 months, and they do make me a better woman when I'm doing all of these with intention. And I'm just going to go 1, 2, 3. It doesn't mean any is better than the other, but I really think these will help you if you are not already implementing them or you're not doing them consciously and with intention. So number one is self-soothe. So one way I like to explain self-soothing that you can do it is thinking of the five senses. So I've spoken about this in a podcast episode, but just to remind anyone, or if you haven't listened to it, what are the five senses? So we've got sight, we've got smell, we've got taste, we've got touch, and we've got hearing. So what are things that you can do to soothe those five senses? For example, I'll do an example for all. So sight, for me, would be something visually stimulating, whether that is literally like the ocean. I could stare at the ocean for days, or even watching something that really calms me, or just allows me to zone out if I need to zone out. Smell, incense, candles. I've said it before, I'm going to keep saying it. I don't know what it is, especially incense. I light it and I just like shift into another dimension. It's a drug for me. It's a great drug for me. I love it and it really helps me self-soothe. Taste, anything that, like a cup of tea, right? Or even my morning coffee can really bring me back to the present. Even food, mindfully eating. I wish I mindfully ate more often, but I eat pretty fast, so that's a bit of a fault. But in saying that, there are times where, you know, I'm really enjoying food and I'm eating with intention and I'm just taking my time, right? Have you ever just sat down and had a really good meal and you just feel fucking satisfied? Like, oh. So lately I've been eating wraps, making wraps. Who else is obsessed with wraps? I definitely am. They're just so versatile, right? Honest to God, I like have a bottomless pit when I have wraps. I go through phases where I'll eat them for weeks and weeks. I'll stop for like a month or two and then I'll get at them again. And so I'm back in my wrap phase. And yeah, I could just keep going. They're just so delicious. So that is a form of self-soothing for me when it comes to taste. What else have I not done? Touch. So things that you can touch, or I guess like squeeze, like a stress ball or something that feels good. Like for me would be like doing my skincare, or, you know, laying in fresh sheets. You know where I'm going with this? So something that can soothe that aspect. And then what have I done? Sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing, binaural beats, meditation music, just really chilled music, anything just to, oh, you know what I really love? Sound bowl healing. Sound bowl healing, again, that takes me to a different dimension as well. So go through the senses and self-soothe, but other ways that I self-soothe are through journaling, through meditation, through really connecting with myself and asking, okay, what needs do I need to meet on for myself today? How can I meet my needs today, right? I released last week's podcast episode speaking about needs, in particular within relationships. It was a Instagram live that I did. And by the way, everyone who sent me messages in regards to that and wants more and loved it, thank you so much. I love speaking about that topic. But yeah, always asking yourself throughout the day, like, can I meet my needs better? Do I need a nap? Do I need to eat? Do I need to just take 10 minutes away from work? Do I actually need to go out in and get some sun or go for a walk, move my body? You know what I mean? So, you know, there are different ways to self-soothe, but that is one shift that I have been making daily, is making sure that I self-soothe in some form or other. Second shift that I've spoken about a lot, but honestly, it's the best. Following my intuition with everything. I mean everything, not just these big decisions, but literally the small things. I think I've said before, like there's been a scenario where I've had left or right to go home exact same time. And I normally go right, but my intuition was telling me go left. Did anything eventuate from that journey home? No, but I listened to my intuition, which creates trust. So every day I'm looking, how can I listen to my intuition more? How can I tap in to the authentic love inside of me and not my ego instead, because your intuition knows all. It's downloads from your higher self. And that's what I like. It's literally my higher self is giving me the answers to what I need. And sometimes in the moment, you're not always getting delivered a concrete answer, but I've never been wrong. Following my gut, I've never, ever, ever been wrong. And I'm sure that you can stay the same. So I make sure every single day, even if it's not big decisions I'm making, I am really with intention listening. Okay, what do I need? Am I listening to myself? Am I actually operating from love, or am I operating from ego? And that's the most important thing is operating from that place of love and knowing that you have it all inside of you. So every day, practice following your intuition, not just the one big decision that you need to make for the week, every single day. And then last, but certainly not least, a big shift that I have made is questioning everything. Always asking why, even questioning my own belief system, even questioning my own values I hold, asking why. I have a process with my clients, I've been doing with a couple of my clients lately actually, is they'll give me an answer and I'll say why, and we break it down to about 5 whys. And so I have this process where even if I really, really believe in something, like I just wholeheartedly believe in it, I still ask myself why. Why do I have the belief? Why is this happening? I think this point will probably become handy for a lot of you, especially in what's happening in the world. It doesn't mean that you were going against anything or any type of consciousness, but it's more about being open to understanding different points of views, different ways the world works, and knowing that just because you have a point of view and you believe it's right, it's not right, right? There's no right or wrong. It is what it is. Like when I truly learned that it quite literally is what it is, life becomes better, because you can't control, you can't say, I can't tell you all these things and say, these are the only daily shifts. These are the best, absolute best. They're the only right ones. No, but someone else can't say that to you too. There's no right or wrong. It's just understanding that the world is operating from so many different levels at all times, and you value different things at different points in your life, and that's absolutely okay. So I'm always questioning what's happening. I'm always asking why, getting curious. You know, that's another way to phrase this, is getting really, really curious on what you were getting fed, on what you were learning. I question my own coach on things. I question, you know, my clients. I love when my clients ask me something or challenge me back. It's great. I love when my relationships in my life challenge me back, or that I ask the question why, like I want to understand. So these shifts that I make, they're consistent. When I say I've made these shifts, I've had them for a while, but they are also things that are now consistent every single day. And are a big reason why I am becoming a better woman, why I'm becoming a better person. And one thing I share with my clients that I want to share with you is the goal isn't to become a better woman, to be a better mom, or to be a better daughter or partner, wife, sister, whatever. It's to first and foremost become a better woman for yourself. And then the rest is a byproduct. That is the most important thing. So think about whether you adopt all of these shifts, or whether you start to think of how and what are the consistent shifts that I can make every day. How can you become a better woman for yourself to fill up your own cup? And this is something I work on extensively with my private one-on-one clients inside of Lifestyle by Design. Applications are actually currently open for September. So if you want to learn more, head to the show notes below. Click on that link, go give a read, have a look at the beautiful testimonials that I have for my phenomenal clients. It tears me the fuck up. And apply if it resonates with you. It's an application process, because I want to make sure that I'm always resonating with the client and I don't just take on anyone. I need my clients to like me as well as I need to like them. We need a mesh. We need a vibe together. But all of those details are in the show notes below. But I'm going to leave you with these 3 shifts. As always, come slide into my DMs. Let me know whether this is helpful. Let me know what you have started to incorporate into your daily life. that is making you a better woman? And what questions are you asking yourself? How are you self-soothing? When is the time that you follow your intuition and it made you realize, like, fuck, I need to do this more? Let me know. I'm going to let you go. I love you all. I appreciate you all. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much. And I would absolutely love it if you could please leave me an iTunes review. And for more empowerment secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram @JessPennelly. Until next time.